Okay, before I listen to the sermon, read Luke 7. So we're going to the Gospel of Luke. Yeah, last week we started in chapter 7.
We looked at the centurion.
Roman centurion.
Whose
servant Jesus healed. Whose servant Jesus healed.
He was
a great man.
We looked at different reasons why. He
was a man of faith. Now we continue reading in verse 11. And it came to pass the day after that he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and much people.
دو روز بعد به شهری به نام نائین می رفت و بسیاری از شاگردان او و گروهی عظیم همراهش می رفتند.
Yeah, so this picture is here that there are a lot of people traveling with Jesus.
تصویر این هست که عده زیادی همراهش سفر می کنند.
Yeah, we know there's excitement.
می دونیم که خیلی
Jesus is doing miracles.
و عیسی مسیح معجزه می کنه.
They're listening to amazing teaching.
همه گوش می کنند به معجزاتش، به درساش.
Yeah, they're following Jesus.
و دنبال عیسی مسیح گروه عظیم می رفت.
And they're about to enter a city called Nain.
دارن وارد شهری می شن به نام نائین.
Yeah, so you have a big group entering into the city.
یک گروه خیلی بزرگی وارد این شهر می شن.
Now, they're going to meet another big group which comes out of the city in verse
12.
Verse 12. Now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and much people of the city was with her.
چون نزدیک به دروازه شهر رسیدند، ناگاه مرده ای را که پسر یگانه بیوه زنی بود می‌بردند. و انبوهی بسیار از اهل شهر با وی می آمدند.
Yeah, so there's one big group that comes out of the city and is not happy.
و خیلی خوشحال نیست.
That is not excited.
عزاداری می کنند.
Yeah, and said they're mourning.
نگرانند.
Because it's a funeral.
چون تو مراسم تشییع جنازه.
Yeah, there's one group with a dead son.
یک گروه با پسر مرده.
Yeah, the only son of a widow.
تنها پسر یگانه بیوه زنی.
And one group.
و یک گروهی که.
With the only begotten son of the father.
تنها یگانه پسر خداوند.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Who is the way, the truth, and the life.
راه راستی و حقیقت و زندگی است.
There's one son
یک پسر
who is destined to be resurrected.
یک پسری که قراره به زنده بشه از
There's one son who is destined to die on the cross.
و یک پسری که قراره روی صلیب
بمیره. Now, read on, verse 13.
آیه 13.
And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said unto her, weep not.
پس چون خداوند او را دید دلش بر وی بسوخت و به وی گفت گریان مباش.
Yeah, last week we already saw that Jesus had compassion on people.
دیدیم که عیسی مسیح دلسوز بود نسبت به دیگران.
Yeah, we looked at the centurion who also was a man of compassion and great attributes.
یوزباش هم دلسوزانه به مردم کار میکرده.
Now, why does Jesus specifically has compassion on this widow?
چرا عیسی مسیح به این بیوه دلسوزه؟
Because people die all the time.
چون همه میمیرن هر روز.
Yeah, it's always difficult when loved ones die.
معمولاً وقتی عزیزی از دست می‌ره.
But this was an even more difficult situation.
اما این شرایط حتی سخت‌تر از دست دادن.
Yeah, first of all, she's a widow.
اول از همه بیوه.
Yeah, meaning her husband had died before her.
یعنی قبل از این شوهرش فوت کرده.
And now her only son died.
الان تنها پسرش
مرده. And she didn't have left anybody anymore.
یعنی در حقیقت این زن بعد از این دیگه هیچ کس رو تو این دنیا نخواهد داشت.
And which meant that there was nobody anymore to take care of her.
یعنی در اون زمان هیچ کسی نمیتونه دستشو بگیره.
Yeah, in those days they didn't have social programs.
و اون زمان هم مردم دولت‌ها سوشیال نمیدادن.
Yeah, she was dependent on her husband and her son to take care of her.
نیازش به شوهرش و پسرش بوده. Yeah, who now are both dead. و هر جفتشون امروز مردن.
Yeah, Jesus seeing the situation.
عیسی مسیح شرایط رو می‌بینه.
Jesus understanding the situation has compassion and he says weep not and of course we know why he said weep not because he's about to resurrect him. Read verses 14 to 15. And he came and touched the bier and they that bare him stood still and he said young man I say unto thee arise and he that was dead sat up and began to speak and he delivered him to his mother.
و چون خداوند او را دید دلش بر وی سوخت نه نزدیک آمده تابوت را لمس نمود حاملان آن بایستند پس گفته جوان تو را میگویم برخیز بلا فاصله آن مرده راست بنشست و سخن گفتن آغاز کرد و او را به مادرش سپرد.
Yeah, so Jesus touches the bier, they stop.
عیسی مسیح دست به تابوت میزنه.
He speaks to the boy
or
the young man.
اون جوونی که مرده
and he comes back to life.
و زنده.
Yeah, a miracle showing Jesus has power over death.
نشون میده که عیسی مسیح قدرت داره روی مرگ و زندگی و اون مرده رو زنده میکنه.
We have three of these stories in the Bible. Yeah, where Jesus resurrects somebody. Yeah, you have the daughter of Jairus. You have Lazarus. Most people know that story. In all cases, Jesus spoke and they lived.
Yeah?
The young man, I send thee, arise. Yeah, you don't have to go there, just translate Mark 5:41. Damsel, talking to Jairus' daughter, damsel, I say unto thee, arise.
پس دست دختر رو گرفته به وی گفت تلیتا قومی که معنی آن این است که دختر تو را میگویم برخیز.
Then John 11:43.
یوحنا 11:42 میگه.
We see Jesus speaking to Lazarus. Lazarus, come forth.
بیا بیرون.
Yeah, his words.
کلام عیسی.
Yeah, bring life.
زنده مرده رو زنده میکنه.
Now go to John 11.
یوحنا 11.
John 11:24-25.
24-25.
Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live.
Martha به وی گفت, می دانم که در قیامت روز بابسین خواهد برخاست. عیسی به دی گفت, من قیامت و حیات هستم. هر که به من ایمان آورد, اگر مرده باشد زنده گردد. و هر که زنده بود به من ایمان آورد تا به ابد نخواهد مرد.
This is a story about Lazarus, by the way.
In داستانی لازاره.
Yeah, so Jesus is the resurrection.
عیسی مسیح قیامت و حیاته.
But here's something about this resurrection, of these resurrections that we see. These people were brought alive.
اینها زنده شدن.
Yet they died again.
اما این سه نفر دوباره مردن.
Yeah? This is not the resurrection in the sense that we receive our glorified bodies.
اون که بدن پرجلالشون رو بگیرن نبود.
Yeah. This is not the resurrection that Martha is talking about. Yeah, that believers will rise again the last day. Yeah, there are two kinds of resurrection mentioned in the Bible. And I mention this because some people are confused about this. Let me show you another story where we see people being resurrected. Go to Matthew 27. Matthew 27:50-53. And this is the crucifixion. Yeah? Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost, and behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from top to bottom, and the earth did quake. And the rocks rent, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints were slept arose, and came out of the graves after his resurrection, and went into the holy city, and appeared unto many.
عیسی با باز به صدای بلند فریاد زد, روح را تسلیم نمود, که ناگاه پرده معبد از بالا تا پایین دوپاره شد, و زمین متزلزل و سنگ ها شکافته گردید. قبرها گشاده شد, و بسیاری از بدنهای مقدسین که آرامیده بودند برخاستند. و بعد از برخاستن وی از قبرها برآمده به شهر مقدس رفتند و بعد بسیاری ظاهر شدند.
Now some people see this and think, oh, these people are resurrected and they receive their glorified bodies already. But that's not true. And I will show you in a moment why.
Yeah?
This is the same kind of resurrection as Jesus rose the man, the young man in Luke 7.
As Lazarus.
Yeah, these people died again. Now, how do I know for sure? That's because the Bible actually gives us the order of the resurrection. It tells us exactly which resurrections there are. So go to 1 Corinthians 15. 1 Corinthians 15. And read verses 21-24. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order. Christ the firstfruits, afterwards they that are Christ that is coming. Then come at the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom of God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power.
20-21.
1 Corinthians 15:21-24.
زیرا چنان که به وسیله انسان مرگ آمد, به وسیله انسان نیز رستاخیز مردگان آمد, و چنان که در آدم همه میمیرند, در مسیح نیز همه زنده خواهند گشت. اما هر کس به رتبه خود, مسیح نوبر است, بعد آنانی که در وقت آمدن او از آن مسیح میباشند.
Yeah, so here is the resurrection. Yeah.
آره,
this is the order.
Also 24, you want?
24, yes.
سپس پایان است. وقتی که پادشاهی را به خدا و پدر سپرد، در آن زمان تمام ریاست، تمام قدرت و قوت را نابود خواهد گردانید.
Yeah, here's the order. First,
اول,
who's the first one resurrected? Who's the first fruit?
Yeah,
Christ is the first fruits. Yeah, Jesus has the preeminence in everything. Yeah, these people that came before didn't receive the glorified bodies. They died again. What is the next resurrection? That is basically often called the first resurrection of the dead. This happened at his coming. Yeah, the second coming of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, which
is the same day as the rapture, which happens after the tribulation and before God starts out pouring his wrath on this earth. And if you want to know more about that, just listen to the sermons I preached last year on that. or all the sermons on the book of Revelation. Yeah, but I show you from the Bible, how these events take place. Yeah, so this is the event that actually Martha is talking about.
Yeah,
today nobody has been resurrected yet. Nobody has their glorified bodies.
Yeah,
we're all looking forward to this.
Yeah,
our bodies are not redeemed yet.
Yeah,
the Bible says we are sealed with the Holy Spirit until the day of redemption. Yeah, what redemption? The redemption for physical bodies.
Yeah,
when we get saved, our spirit is new.
زجاد پیدا میکنیم و روح
But you still have our old flesh.
اما هنوز جسم قدیمیمون رو داریم.
Yeah, so this will happen at the second coming of Jesus Christ. And then that is the last resurrection. All the way at the end, after the millennium reign of Christ. Yeah, so this is the order. Christ the first fruits. Only Jesus happened almost 2000 years ago. Yeah, then first resurrection of the dead at the second coming. And then all the way on the end, we have the last resurrection.
Yeah, so
anybody who was resurrected died again.
Yeah, this
young man physically died again. The daughter of Jairus died again. Lazarus died again.
Elazar هم دوباره مرد.
Go back to Luke.
لوقا.
Luke 7, verses 16 to 17.
آیه 16 تا 17 رو بخونید.
And there came a fear on all. Luke 7, 16 to 17. And there came a fear on all, and they glorified God, saying that a great prophet is risen up among us, and that God had visited his people. And this rumor of him went forth throughout all Judea and throughout all the region round about.
پس ترس همه را فرا گرفت و خدا را تمجید کنان می گفتند که پیامبری بزرگ در میان ما مبهوت شده و خدا از قوم خود ملاقات نموده است.
Now let me give you some spiritual applications of this story.
روحانی بهتون میگم در این داستان.
The first one is probably the most obvious one.
اولین درسش که خیلی روشنه.
Yeah, those who are not in Christ.
کسانی که در مسیح نیستن.
Yeah, those who are spiritually dead.
اونهایی که از لحاظ روحانی مردن.
What do they need?
به چی احتیاج دارند؟
They need Jesus. They need to hear the voice of God, the word of God.
پیام خداوند احتیاج دارند.
Yeah, they need to hear the word of God preached to them.
احتیاج دارند که بشنوند پیام خداوند روش موعظه میشه.
So they can be made alive.
که دوباره زنده
شوند. Go to Romans 10.
رومیان 10.
Romans 10, 14 till 17.
14 تا 17.
How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah said, Lord, who had believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Pass, پس چگونه بخوانند کسی را که به او ایمان نیاوردند؟ چگونه ایمان آورند به کسی که خبر او را نشنیدند؟ چگونه بشنوند بدون واعظ؟ و چگونه موعظه کنند جز این که فرستاده شود؟ چگونه چنان که مکتوب است که چه زیباست پاهای آنانی که مژده صلح را اعلام می کنند و چیزهای نیکو بشارت می دهند؟ اما همه بشارت را گوش نگرفتند، زیرا اشعیا می گوید خداوند کیست که خبر ما را باور کرد؟
Yeah, faith comes by hearing,
پس ایمان از شنیدن است
by the word of God.
و شنیدن است کلام خدا.
Of course, we are those who are assigned to make sure the word of God is heard.
و ما هم خوانده شدیم که کلام خدا رو به گوش همه برسونیم.
Yeah, we are given the gospel, which is the power of salvation.
به ما انجیل داده شده که قدرت نجات رو داره.
It's our job to preach the gospel.
وظیفه ماست که انجیل رو موعظه کنیم.
To those who are spiritual dead.
به کسانی که از لحاظ روحانی مردن.
So they can believe.
که اونها ایمان بیارن.
And call upon the Lord.
که نام خداوند رو بخونن.
Yeah, so the spiritual death can be made alive.
اون کسی که از لحاظ روحانی مرده است زنده بشه.
I am the light of the world.
عیسی مسیح میگه من نور دنیا هستم. نور جهان هستم.
Today Jesus is
اما عیسی امروز توی دنیا قدم بر نمیداره کنار ما، من و شما راه میریم.
And Jesus also said,
عیسی مسیح میگه
you are the light of the world.
و شما نور جهان هستید.
And we have to have compassion on
ما
those who are lost.
ما خواهده شدیم که نگران آنهایی باشیم که گم شدن.
And speak the words that can make the dead alive.
و صحبت کنیم به کلامی که دیگران رو میتونه زنده کنه.
But there's also a second application.
سومین قدم هم وجود، دومین درس هم میتونیم ازش یاد بگیریم.
Yeah, you as a Christian.
تو به عنوان ایماندار
can have a faith that is dead.
میتونی ایمان مرده داشته باشی.
You're on your way to heaven.
ممکنه به بهشت بری.
Because you have believed.
چون ایمان آوردی به بهشت میری. هر کی به ایمان آورد مجازات نگردد و زندگی جاوید یابد.
But you have a faith that is dead.
اما ایمانی داری که مرده است.
It means it doesn't produce anything.
یعنی چیزی رو تولید نمیکنه.
It is of no benefit to anybody else.
سودی برای هیچ کسی نداره.
It cannot be seen because
ندیده نمیشه.
There's nothing that
که هیچ چیزی نمیتونه اون رو به نشون بده به همه نشون بده.
Unfortunately, this is a state that a lot of Christians are in.
متاسفانه این روش اکثر زندگی مسیحیانه.
Not living their lives for God.
کسی که زندگیشو برای خداوند زندگی نمیکنه. به خداوند خدمت نمیکنه.
Yeah, maybe once they were, but now they're backslidden.
شاید یک بار خدمت میکرده اما الان داره عقب گرد میکنه.
And I've seen many Christians who
خیلی ها رو دیدم که مسیحیان که از لحاظ واقعا نجات دارن.
Believe in Lord Jesus Christ.
ایمان دارن به خداوندمون عیسی مسیح.
Which had enthusiasm to serve.
که واقعا اشتیاق داشتن برای خدمت کردن.
Today,
اما امروز
they've fallen away.
زمین خوردن و خدمت نمی‌کنن به خداوند. در حقیقت عقب گرد کردن.
They have faith.
ایمان دارن.
But the faith that they have is dead.
اما ایمانی که دارن مرده است.
Yeah, James 2:17.
یوحنا یعقوب 2:17 میگه.
Even so, faith, if it had not works, is dead being alone.
Where is it,
James? James 2:17.
یعقوب 2:17. 366.
همچنین ایمان نیز اگر ایمان ندارد در خود مرده است.
Yeah, I don't have time to address all the false teaching that comes from this chapter.
نمیتونم درسای همش رو یاد بدم که از این فصل یعقوب.
I did a whole sermon on James chapter 2.
یه موزه کامل داشتم از یعقوب فصل 2.
Yeah, the point that's being made here by James.
اما نکته‌ای که یعقوب در این آیه اعلام
می‌کنه که
تشویق می‌کنه ایمانداران رو.
To add works to their faith.
که عمل رو به ایمانشون اضافه کنه.
To make that faith visible for the rest of the world.
ایمانشون رو برای کل دنیا بیدار کنه.
Through their works.
به وسیله کارشون بیدار کنه.
Not as a means of salvation.
نه راه نجات.
So their faith is going to benefit other people.
که ایمانشون باعث سود دیگران بشه.
Why does he make that point?
چرا این نکته رو اعلام میکنه؟
Because there are many Christians
چون خیلی از مسیحیان
who are on the way to heaven
که در راه بهشت هستن.
But have a faith that is dead, that is unprofitable.
اما ایمانی دارن که مرده است و سودی نداره.
Yeah, a person that looks like this young man being carried out of the city.
کسی است که به نظر این فرد جدید میاد که خارج از شهر میره.
Having faith that is dead.
که ایمان مرده داره.
Now, what is the solution?
راه حلش چیه؟
Jesus Christ speaking into
عیسی مسیح
the person's life.
صحبت کنه تو زندگی اون فرد.
Yeah. If you are backslidden,
اگر شما امروز عقب گرد
you are not excited about the things of God
اگر امروز
before,
اشتیاق کلام خداوند رو نداری اونجوری که قبلا داشتی.
You are wandering away,
اگر تو دور رفتی
If your faith is more looking like a faith that is dead,
اگر ایمان تو مثل ایمان مرده است,
not being profitable for anybody else,
سودی برای هیچ کی نداره,
then turn it around.
پس برش کرده.
Remember, faith comes by hearing.
یادتون باشه که ایمان از شنیدن.
By the word of God.
شنیدن از کلام خداوند.
Yeah, the word of God should be our daily bread.
کلام خداوند باید نان روزانه ما باشه.
Not our weekly or monthly bread.
نه ما نان هفتگیمون, نان ماهانه.
Yeah, you want to thrive as a Christian?
میخوای به عنوان ایماندار پیشرفت کنی؟
You need to read the word of God.
کلام خداوند رو بخونی.
Yeah, you need to start reading your Bible.
و شروع کنی کلام
خداوند رو مطالعه
کردن. باید با خداوند صحبت کنی, موعظه کنی. باید بیای کلیسا.
Yeah, listen to the teaching.
درس های عیسی مسیح رو گوش بدی.
Yeah, you need to start serving God.
خدمت کن به خداوند.
Yeah, sharing the gospel.
انجیل عیسی مسیح رو در میون
بذار. And that will revive a dead faith and make it alive.
ایمان مرده زنده خواهد شد و مردگان از مرگشون به زندگی برمیگردن.
Do not get shipwrecked.
مثل کشتی غرق شده نباشین تو دنیای
امروز.
سومین درسی که میتونیم ازش یاد بگیریم.
As in church,
به عنوان کلیسا,
we can become like this young man that is dead.
میتونیم مثل این فرد جوانی باشیم که مرده است.
There are many churches today.
خیلی از کلیساها تو دنیا وجود داره امروز که
dead are dead.
مردن.
They exist.
هستن.
There are people going there.
هم مردم میان توش و میرن
بیرون. They do all kinds of things.
خیلی کارا میکنن.
They call themselves church.
خودشونو نام کلیسا میذارن.
Yet in the eyes of God they are dead.
اما در نگاه خداوند.
Yeah. Go to the book of Revelation.
کتاب مکاشفه.
And read chapter 3 verse 1 and 2.
فصل 3 آیه 1 و 2.
And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things said he that had the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works. That thou hast a name, that thou livest, and art dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain, that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God.
و به فرشته کلیسا در ساردس بنویس. این را میگوید. او که هفت روح خدا و هفت ستاره را دارد. اعمال تو را میدانم که نام داری که زنده ای ولی مرده هستی.
Yeah, so here we have a church that is called dead by Jesus. Yeah, Jesus is speaking.
زنده ای ولی مرده ای.
It's a church that is being warned.
کلیسایی که اعلام خطر بهش میشه.
Yeah, that the little things that are left there that they need to be strengthened.
چیزایی که درون تو وجود داره باید قوی شه.
Because they are ready to die.
چون در حال مرگی.
Now, is this a real church?
این کلیسا کلیسای واقعیه.
Yes.
بله.
But it's on the verge of being called.
اما در راه
that church.
کلیس مردن کلیسایی. مثل یک بدن مرده.
Go to Revelation 2.
مکاشفه فصل 2.
1 to 5.
1 تا 5.
And to the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things said he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks, I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne, and hast patience, and for my name's sake has labored, and has not fainted. Nevertheless, I have something against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works. Or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent.
افسوس
که این را میگوید که او هفت ستاره را به دست راست خود دارد و در میان هفت چراغان طلا گام می‌زند. میدانم اعمال تو را و مشقت و صبر تو را و اینکه متحمل اشرار نمیتوانی شد و آنانی را که خود را رسولان میخوانند و نیستند آزمودی و ایشان را دروغگو یافتی و صبر داری و به خاطر نام من تحمل کردی و خسته نگشتی. اما این را علیه تو دارم که محبت نخستین خود را ترک کردی. پس به خاطر آر که از کجا افتادی و توبه کن و اعمال نخستت را به عمل آورد. و الا به زودی نزد تو می آیم و چراغانت را از مکانش بر می دارم اگر توبه نکنی.
Yeah. So here we have a church.
اینجا کلیسایی رو داریم.
It has lost its first love.
که عشق و محبت اولیه‌اش رو از دست داده.
It is a church that doesn't do their first works.
کلیسایی هست که کار اولیه‌اش رو انجام نمیده.
Yeah. And what is the first thing that the church should be doing?
اولین کاری که کلیسا باید انجام بده. مهمترین کلیسا باید انجام بده چیه؟
It starts with preaching the gospel to the lost.
انجیل عیسی مسیح رو برای گمشدگان موعظه کردن.
Yeah. This is a church that's being warned.
کلیسایی که اعلام خطر شده بهش.
What is the warning?
چه اعلام خطری شده؟
make sure you're going to do these things again.
مطمئن شو که این کارها رو می‌کنی.
I will remove your candlestick.
شمعدان رو ازتون می‌گیرم.
Now, what is a candlestick?
شمعدون چیه؟
Go to Revelation 1:20.
مکاشفه 1:20. راز آن هفت ستاره‌ای که در دست راست من دیدی.
Wait. The mystery of the seven stars which thou saw in my right hand and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches.
راز آن هفت ستاره‌ای که در دست راست من دیدی و هفت چراغدان طلا، آن هفت ستاره فرشتگان هفت کلیسا هستند و هفت چراغدانی را که دیدی هفت کلیسا می‌باشند.
That the candlestick refers to that church.
اون چراغدان ها نشونه کلیسا، سمبل کلیسا.
This church is in the danger of becoming a church that is dead.
در خطره که کلیسای مرده شه.
And church is not being used by God anymore.
کلیسایی که دیگه برای خداوند ازش استفاده نمیشه.
Yeah, they still can meet in a building.
هنوز میتونن توی ساختمون دور هم جمع شن. میتونن دور هم داشته باشن. خودشونو کلیسا بخونن.
But in God's eyes,
اما در نگاه خداوند مردن و خداوند دیگه از اون کلیسا استفاده نخواهد.
How can this be turned around?
چجوری میتونیم مردگی کلیسا رو زنده کنیم دوباره؟
They need to turn back to Jesus.
باید برگردیم به عیسی مسیح.
They need to have the compassion Jesus had for the lost.
اون دلسوزیه که عیسی برای گم شدگان داشت. Yeah,
revive that love.
اون عشق رو دوباره زنده کنن.
Yeah, because Jesus is the resurrection.
عیسی مسیح اون زنده شده است.
Yeah, Jesus can revive what is dead.
عیسی مسیح میتونه زنده کنه هر آنچه که مرده است.
Yeah, he can revive a person that is dead spiritually.
کسی که از لحاظ روحانی مرده است میتونه زنده کنه.
He can revive a person.
میتونه کسی رو
that is in Christ.
در مسیح.
Yet has a faith that is dead.
و ایمانش مرده است دوباره زنده کنه.
And he can revive a church that is dead.
میتونه کلیسایی هم که مرده است دوباره زنده کنه.